rock and roll, rock, hard rock, heavy metal, whatever your flavor is, the most important musical genre of all time, period. I will tell you why next. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus live and in your face yet again. Today's topic is why rock and roll, rock, hard rock, heavy metal, why? And why it's important and why it just might save your life. We're going to get to that in a second. First, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Please check back often there. It's like tons of cool stuff there. Don't forget the merch, guys. Hit that merch button and pick yourself up a little Ludini something-something if you want. We've got all kind of cool stuff there as well. Great shows from my daily show like this one. Guitar stuff. What else we got there? We got interviews. I just interviewed a great artist you're going to be seeing in a couple days, John Vento from Pittsburgh. Brady Novotny is a shredder recently. So just tons. Nita Strauss, tons of great interviews there as well. And we do a live Facebook show on Rock Rage Radio, Rock Rage Radio Live. They are our sort of official affiliate here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And we go live on Tuesday nights over there, and we pick an interesting topic and play some great music. And I do that with my cohorts, Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawk. And so again, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. You can check that all out there. Okay, so why? Why is rock so freaking important, and why I need to tell you about it? First of all, it's been declared dead. Over and over and over. Many times rock has been declared dead. When Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and that whole thing happened, the day the music died, right? Nope, came back. You know, keeps coming back. Disco, oh, it's all disco. Nobody wants to hear rock. Disco dies, rock comes back. It just over and over and over. You know, we thought that, it was dead here recently as well. Then all of a sudden, the story comes out a couple days ago that rock and metal are the most downloaded genres on Spotify. Which is Spotify is basically the new FM radio. So rock is not dead. Rock is very important. I'm going to give you a little bit about rock. First of all, rock is a sort of musical act of defiance. There's a great photo floating around the world of Woody Guthrie, who was a folk artist, but he has a sign on his guitar that says, "This machine kills fascists." That's really what rock does. It is an act of defiance. It's, as Jack Black says in the movie School of Rock, it's is how we stick it. Why am I making a fist when I say that? This is how we stick it to the man. Rock has sort of like these kind of like naughty origins. The term rock and roll was coined as a reference to teenagers having illicit sex in the back seats of cars, quote unquote, rocking and rolling, just shortened to rock. Rock music has also been an instrument for social change. Sam Phillips, the guy who recorded Elvis and all these great early rock artists, Carl Perkins, etc., was looking for white artists who sounded black. His idea was to sort of break down racism through music. This is the power that rock has. Rock is also sort of the sound in my mind. To me, rock is the sound of freedom. It's a sound of victory. It's a rallying cry more than anything else. There's nothing that says, screw this, I'm going to change things. I'm going to do it different. I'm going to make my own way, and I'm going to be a success at it, than a screaming loud guitar right in your face, played really, really well, of course. It's just the absolute symbol for freedom and victory. And a good example of that is how rock music, like a lot of heavy rock and metal songs, are used at sporting events. You know, this music is the sort of almost like new marching music. It's the new rallying music. Not new, but it is. That's exactly what rock is. Rock is a rallying cry. Rock can also, for those of us that really are passionate about music, like those of you that are hanging out with me live right now, rock is more than music. It's more than entertainment. It is a way of life. These songs get inside you and they make you think different things and they make you come up with different ideas and they make you go like, you know, I shouldn't put up with that. I should go and do this instead. I want to be this, so I'm going to change things and I'm going to make things different. I'm going to improve my community or I'm going to change my life in some way or I'm going to dump this crazy person I'm in a relationship with because it's no good for me. And rock brings all those things to people. It doesn't necessarily have to be a political type thing, although maybe sometimes it is, but it's really a personal thing. It's that pulse within us to go beyond, to stretch ourselves, to create something new, to be bigger than ourselves, to overcome obstacles. That's what rock is. And the electric guitar is that sort of visual symbol of it. You can see it over and over and over and over, and it has risen yet once again in pop culture. It will not go away. Rock is the undisputed god of all genres. And when I say rock, I'm talking about all my brothers and sisters in rock and roll, hard rock, heavy metal, alternative rock, anything that has that cranked up guitar in your face, that is rock, and that's what I'm talking about, and that's the music that has the power to completely transform you personally, and then hopefully those around you as well. What do you think? Do you love rock? Do you feel that way when you listen to your favorite rock music? Does it get you excited? Does it make you want to do something? Does it kick you in the ass? I want to know about it. I want to know what effect rock has had on you and how it's made a change and a difference in your life. Leave me comments here. Anywhere you see this posted on social media, YouTube, whatever, I want to know about it. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, as I said. But if you'd like to hang out live, like I know Xander Demos is hanging out with us live, and Anthony Lamond, Rocky, you guys are hanging out with us live. If you'd like to party with us live, you'd like to throw in some comments as we're going along. If you'd like some exclusive music and exclusive video, you'd like to be part of a really cool community of people that are passionate about great guitar-driven music, go to lulombardirocks.com and get started right there. It'll give you access to our private group here on Facebook. I don't even need your email address. That's how simple it is to get in. lulombardirocks.com, click the little thing, request entry, and we will get you in, and you can start rocking with the rest of us. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Let's keep rock alive. Actually, turns out that rock doesn't need as much help as we thought it did. And I'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.